It's on mute. All right. Welcome to the brand new first and only podcast video live podcast video, first video podcast ever. Yeah, thank you to our awesome producer right here in the corner.
Not a producer, but okay.
Producer, audio engineer extraordinaire, philanthropist.
I'm just a guy.
He's just a guy. And
just a guy that uses Google generative AI.
Yeah.
To find stuff.
Oh my God.
And learn from it.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We got. No, do you want your name?
I've been doing it since I was a very small child, when computers were just little tiny, 50 megahertz Intel Pentium Zero processors.
Yeah.
So I know how to do. I just learned how to do technical stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you just learned yesterday. I've been doing it since you've been a little boy.
Right.
Yeah. This. Let's go ahead. Let's turn down the podcast. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. That next one. All right. Sweet. Analog, baby. All right, this is it. We finally did the setup. I literally could not have done it alone.
Yeah.
So, dude, thank you so much. Like,
you're welcome.
This is huge. Like, when I adjust my mic, it makes noises, like a bunch of noises. Finally able to do video using our setup, low-key setup of just, like, equipment that we have right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what it's going to look like. I'm super excited. And we got to figure out the name for this podcast too, because,
is it the translator?
Well, yeah, it is. It is. You can see it up on the, up there,
yeah,
as well.
You can see it from my shot.
Okay. Sweet. Sweet. Yeah. So basically anybody who's listening to the translator, Instagram, the_translator_podcast at Instagram. I think I have a TikTok. I think it's just at the translator podcast. And then, anybody listens to Outpatient, my other podcast. So now, we're going to see if this even goes out. If it goes out on the air, I think we're going to have a new name for it, or it's going to go under the translator. I don't know. But hopefully, if you're watching it or whatever, then this will be, it'll be something. Now I'm going to open this energy drink because this looks so delicious. Dude, it has Apex on the back of it.
Yeah, I think you get XP.
And that's actually, that's Taylor's character that he uses all the time.
He likes to choose the women out of all the characters. He's very pro, pro women empowerment type of stuff. So he likes playing as the women characters in games, which is cool. That's very cool.
He did that in Modern Warfare.
I think it also psychs your opponents out because they're like, oh, it's a chick. And then so maybe they'll hesitate to pull the trigger. It could be a straight ninja strategy that we've never thought
of. Oh, my God, that's good. Yeah, they see.
So is this from Terrapin Beer Company in Athens, Georgia. Shout out if you want to sell some free cases, yeah.
Yeah. They see the women character coming, and then I'm going to be all over the board for a few minutes, and then I'm going to finally settle in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You look nervous.
It's hot. I'm glad we have the fan going.
Uh-huh. Is it that hot? Usually you're
cold. Well, because of the sweater.
Oh.
But I figured we'd go with the hoodie for this first one. And also,
you can take it. I don't care. You can take it off.
I might have to go bare chested. No. Yeah. And I got this candle over here, from the Walmart, which is, it was like $6 for this huge candle. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to bore you guys, but this is like a new thing. Oh, this is from Mainstays. You know that, company at Walmart that just like is all for the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it smells really good. It's a huge candle. It was like $7.
That's a great deal.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so we got camera here. We got a wide shot camera. We got your camera over there.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. What do you think we should talk about today? We just have a couple things to talk about.
I don't know. I was looking up, some current events. Like I said,
yeah,
I was trying to figure out Fox News.
Oh, I love this.
Fox News usually, has ridiculous stuff on there. because they're always looking for the shock value. But you know, when you go to their website, they make you disable your ad blocker, and I just that enough. That alone is enough for me to just boycott the entire network.
So you have to disable your ad blocker in order to read the news?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that way they can feed you ads even online when you're just trying to look at their stuff.
Yeah.
So
this is actually perfect. This is super comfortable, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you like it too?
I do like it.
All right. I want to make sure this isn't in the way of my face, but it
it's a, you think Newsmax does the same thing?
Let's see.
It wants to send me notifications. I'll block those.
Block that shit.
No, they didn't.
Comer to Newsmax.
Yeah, this is all, you know, most of the stuff these days, it's all about the indictments and the, you know, federal bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What does that say, podcast? If you go to the top? Mm-hmm.
It's the podcast from the Newsmax podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Rob Carson. Jerry Callahan.
God, look at that. Who's going to watch that?
Greg Kelly.
More people that watch this.
Who do you think that right here, Brian?
Oh.
Or you.
It's basically. Yeah, you can say mine.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's fine.
These people.
I didn't say yours. Is, I was like, I didn't know if you
this
wanted
this is the target audience right here. Yeah. See these old ass people that look like they're
70.
They're trying to enjoy life, but you know this is just like they hate each other.
Uh-huh.
You know,
he's also his wearing.
They're also
wearing
wired headphones. And he, what is he listening to? Because I know they're both not plugged into this cell phone right here. Because A, cell phones don't even have freaking wire headset jacks anymore.
Yeah.
So
and if they did,
they're not. They don't have two of them.
Exactly.
So he's just like, oh yeah, sure, babe, whatever.
Dude, you know what I just realized? You know?
What?
We could. Do you think that we'd be able to eventually put in? Record screen, and put it in the fourth box.
Yeah, I could screen record.
So we put the logo in the bottom left with the top, with the where you can find us, and then on the bottom right you put the screen record so that when people are watching us talk about something they can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's Windows Shift S.
But you got to make sure you know I don't want you to put if you have personal tabs up, you know.
No, yeah, I don't care about
but
that.
But eventually you could, I don't know.
Yeah, I can make my own.
Yeah, you can make your own thing up there, you mean?
Yeah, I could just put this, let's see. I can just take this bookmarks thing off.
While you're doing that, I'll tell the people real quick that, yeah, thank you so much for listening.
I can just do that. No bookmarks.
It's perfect. Yeah. Are you screen recording?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
but
not.
In the future...
I can with, I think NVIDIA, I just got this new NVIDIA 2070 Ti.
Yeah.
And it's got, I guess they call it Shadow Play, and I think you can record from that. So, yeah,
okay.
Record, share, game. Yeah, record and share.
So. Mm-hmm. And, basically, do you want to tell, I mean, how, people about your, what, I mean, your new thing you got going on?
You know.
You don't have to.
I don't really have anything new going on. I mean.
You said, I mean, you know, this, actually, you're building this awesome computer that we're utilizing to do this with and your equipment.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I built a new computer. I like to build. I like technology. I don't know. I built this new computer. Yeah. It's super fast. It's got cutting edge technology. It's very expensive, and I built it, and it's awesome. And it's we're gonna use this kind of as a hub for future podcasting, video editing. All kinds of stuff. So it kind of doubles as a productivity workstation as well as a kind of gaming and streaming workstation as well.
Yeah. I think this whole setup right now is super awesome. We're using our, like I said, 3-camera setup. You know, when we have a guest on, it'll be perfect because we have plenty of space for that, plenty of mics.
Yep.
Excuse me. And then again, dude, this awesome, having this huge screen right here, for us to be able to look at, plus you're looking at it, plus if we do ever record it and put it up there. I mean, this is, I don't think you could, I think this is pretty much, we're in the realm of.
Yeah, and I'll have another, I'm going to have another TV right here too, so I can fling it to there. A TV rather than the big.
Little on-bat TV? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to have a TV right here. So I'll actually have a triple monitor, 1, 2, 3, that'll all be independent.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's sick.
So that's the dream, the mega desk dream.
Mega desks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Dude, so. we've been mega desking for a long time.
Yep.
Yours is always better.
I know. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, here it is. I think I can game stream is what it, no. I don't know. I haven't downloaded that program yet. I have to mess with that.
That's fine. No, yeah, you don't have to do it now. Well, the good news is we're at 10 minutes. I know that because I'm looking at it on the board. We're doing this as like kind of a test, but at the same time, perhaps the first episode, depending. We're going to be looking at a new name, new marketing. So if you're seeing us now, you probably already know the name. You probably already see the marketing. And thanks for tuning in. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff. I think that it's going to be kind of a variety thing. We're going to have... obviously have guests on. It's going to be fun once we get the flow of this thing going, and if we're able to be in the good graces of our producer here, then we'll just keep doing it. It's a super comfortable space. There's a lot more than what you're seeing, except you're probably seeing the wide shots. You probably see some of it.
Gina, want to know what Google AI says those controversial topics to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Gun control, climate change, Black Lives Matter, and nuclear energy. Mm. As well as affirmative action, artificial intelligence. Oh, so it's telling on itself, like, hey, I'm controversial. Because mm-hmm. It is literally Google AI. I want to talk about, we can talk about Google AI. Mm-hmm. You're not trusting of Google AI.
Uh-oh.
Right? And I think it's healthy. I don't know if I sound okay. I feel like I have reverb.
No, it's not good.
You
just got to get used to your own voice.
Maybe that's what it is. I think it's not healthy to, it's
so good.
It's healthy to have a suspicion of technology because obviously a lot of people do, especially the founding fathers of a lot of the technologies. But I feel like there's a break in which we as consumers can use technology to a safe level and not have to worry about repercussions. Whereas people, you know, in the higher up positions that have the wherewithal, resources, and know-how can use it to manipulate it for bad things. So I think you're right in your suspicions of like, oh, well, AI is bad. It's going to bring us down, blah, 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 blah. I agree with that because there's the ability there. Like there's the ability for it to take us down, right?
Yeah.
You start giving over control to a lot of, to this, you know, algorithm. And I think that's a true statement, but I think as far as harmless things, like, hey, use Google AI to search something to help you out. It has zero bearing on what that other topic is. Like, there's two topics, you know what I mean? There's like, oh, there's normal consumer AI, and then there's the future of AI, that what it can be used for. Mm-hmm. So I think, feel like sometimes you just get very critical of the simple stuff. Like, hey, this is just a Google search AI that kind of helps out people, and it's not nefarious.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
But you feel like, oh, this is a nefarious thing. Like, they're using it for something crazy you don't even know yet.
No, I don't.
But it's like, they're not using for anything.
No.
But yes, they're probably using AI for a lot more nefarious things, but it's definitely not to help your Google search.
No, yeah, you're right. I think that the thing is that, no, like, for instance, like, I think people are buying into the Google AI or the AI in general as being this like major awesome like thing that's gonna change. But I don't think that it is though, is the thing yet.
Why?
Because like if we were to take the Google AI thing, for example, I wonder how much better it is than just like people will say it's like you put it in and it'll just tell you everything. But I think it's just the same as you were to put in like a thing for like a search thing for Google. Like if you were to put like what are controversial topics, you put that in Google, it'll tell you the same thing that Google AI, not the same exact.
Well,
but
it won't tell you anything. It'll give you web pages.
Yes, exactly. Right. Same as what Google would do.
Google AI is basically hey, I'm your, you know, like I'm your little servant. I'm like Ask Jeeves, you know,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Jeeves, and I'm going to tell you exactly what you're looking for rather than having to search their web pages. So that's all it is. That's what I'm saying. It's not nefarious.
I don't think it's nefarious.
I don't think it's
capable of being nefarious.
No, it's an evolution of Google. It's like, hey, instead of me giving you, you know, 4.2 billion web pages, which it will, right?
Right.
I want to give you just the answer. Here's the answer, and then below the answer, I'll give you the same web pages I always did. I'm mm-hmm. just adding this little dialogue that says, hey, I've searched these web pages. By the way, it denotes the web pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what did you ask me yesterday about cameras?
Yeah, I was asking you what's the best like podcasting camera, I think.
Right. So best podcast here. Best Canon. That's what I right. Uh-huh. Best Canon digital camera with 4K 60. Okay? So it gives me the normal layout, right? Here's all your here's your stuff, right? Here's all your web pages.
Is this just Google?
This is Google.
Okay.
Right? But then here's your AI answer, okay? So when choosing a Canon digital camera with 4K 60, you consider things like this. Video, some cameras can record, blah, blah, blah. This is from ratings.com. Image quality, this is from linkedin.com. Display and controls, mirrorless cameras have full manual controls. And the option to shoot in RAW, this is from the independenttravelcats.com. So it just picks.
I just feel like that's...
What I'm saying is it picks little things from all of these websites that you would have had to go to individually.
Yeah.
And it puts them all right here in front of you.
Yeah, it's giving you great. All that. I'm not going to lie and say it's not, like, some people might find it helpful. To me, that's in my way. That's just information I don't want. That's like, I didn't ask that. I just asked, what's the best camera, the podcasting camera? I would expect it to shoot out, like, here's the best camera.
What we said is here.
That's top, it. Or, you know, here's the top whatever.
Top 10 Canon.
But see, is this just going to be a Google answer, or is this going to be whatever?
Canon cameras. I don't know. I don't know what's going to give me.
AI. But are you using Google AI, or are you using Google search bar?
It's all the same. So the search bar gives you the search, and then it gives you the AI as well.
Oh, but you're not using ChatGPT.
No. This is just Google generative AI.
Mm.
So this is what it'll give you. It'll show you the stuff from the web pages.
Yeah, so if you start from the top, like for example, top 10 Canon cameras, right?
Yeah.
The first thing it says is, here's things you might want to consider. I'm like, boom, don't even show me that because that's not what I'm asking. Then it goes, here's some popular options. It's not even still a top 10. That's just popular options. So that gets in my way. Then it says the best cameras for podcasting and how to choose. I just don't want to know. Just give me the top 10.
This is where the AI stops.
So it's not giving you anything that you wouldn't already...
Well, the other day when I asked it, it did give it to me, and I forgot how I asked it, but it definitely gave me a list.
Okay. But see, this is why I feel this way. I feel like this was what the data I was going through.
Yeah.
And I was going, okay, well, it doesn't do anything different. It's just like giving it to you in a different format, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't work well for my brain right now.
Well, here it is right here. It says, I asked for the cheapest... Right? When choosing a 4K camera, you can consider things like this. ISO, shutter speed, video. It's teaching you. Hey,
yeah.
Here's what you need to look for, right? And then boom, here are some of the best 4K 60fps cameras, and it'll give you a list.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just an added feature. You don't have to be afraid of it.
I am.
I know.
Terrified.
It's not going to be launching nukes. It's not going to be participating in global thermonuclear war.
Mm.
You know?
Like war games?
Right.
Dude, which one are you drinking?
This is Terrapin Depth Perception.
Oh, okay.
It's very hoppy. It's 9%, so...
It's very hoppy.
Yeah. I heard that this recently added more hops to it.
Dude, man.
Yeah, 9%. It's good. Good beer, Terrapin. I was looking for Scofflaw because that's my favorite. Scofflaw Basement POG.
Ooh.
Yeah. Double IPA, 9%, 9.8%, but this one'll do.
Is that like where do you get that from? Like Publix? Like
I got
is
this
that
like from a gas station.
Ooh. Remember they had that PB&J beer?
Yeah. That Jess actually is the one that told me about that.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Yeah. It's from Three Taverns, which is in Marietta.
Oh shoot.
Marietta. Yeah.
Yeah, did you ever have it?
Yeah, I did.
You had it? Is it good?
It was amazing.
Oh, man.
Tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Who makes it?
Three Taverns.
Oh,
Three Pontoons.
Is that the name of the brewery?
I think so. Let's look at that. Let's ask Google AI.
Yeah, ask Google AI. God dang it. This has got to be, this episode, it's got to be called AI or something. We got.
I just typed in peanut butter and jelly beer, Georgia. So here are some of the peanut butter and jelly beers from Georgia. See, this is a Google AI. Side Project 25, Liquid Lunch, Peanut Butter and Jelly. Superstition Meadery, Peanut Butter and Jelly Sour. Catawba Brewing. It was Catawba is what it was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude, but boom, see what I mean? Right there. There's your answer. Gave me five peanut butter and jelly beers from Georgia.
What did you ask it?
I just typed in peanut butter and jelly beer, Georgia.
Yeah.
And it said, here are some of peanut butter and jelly beers from Georgia.
Yeah, that
he
is,
gave me
that's a
list
good
of five
right
the good ones right there. And then you can ask a follow-up.
Liquid lunch, it says.
Let's ask a follow-up. Which one is closest to Marietta? How about that?
Yeah, Marietta. Maybe Marietta Square.
This might cross its streams.
Do you think they have a brewery there, Marietta Square?
Oh, man, look at this. There are several places to get peanut butter and jelly beer near Marietta, Georgia, including places to serve craft beer and other places to serve beer. Gibney's Tavern, Marietta Square Market.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've seen that one there, by the way, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen that one there.
This one?
It's like a big one. You'd probably love it.
Yeah. We've been down there. I can't. I guess AJC came through. So. Stupid AJC. Yeah, I think it was Catawba. We'll bring that up.
Bring it up, Jamie.
Catawba Brewing.
Wow, those look good. I don't even drink beer, but those look good. Especially the one on the right.
Beers.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
What flavor does that color remind you?
Right
here.
It's called
like a blood orange.
It's called right here. Boom. Peanut butter jelly time.
God.
2012 it started.
Raspberry brown.
Peanut butter jelly. Looks good.
That does look tasty. I mean, I would probably just drink. I would drink that. Just to taste it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's delicious.
Breweries. Yeah. What are we at time? 21.
21.
All right, cool. So
start wrapping it up.
Yeah, yeah. You want to wrap it up?
I don't care.
You want to wrap it up?
No, we can go to 30.
Did you have fun though?
Yeah, it goes quick.
It does go quick. It does go quick. Yeah, it goes quick. Yeah.
I just hope my camera is still filming.
I do too. Can you see? You can't see on yours, right?
You go look at it.
Yeah, take a quick peek, and then we'll do one more little topic, and then we'll wrap. Okay, good. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I know this one is. I know that one is. Yeah, so I guess last one real quick would be, what's the last movie you saw?
Excuse me.
You're excused.
We tried to watch Insidious, The Red Door.
Oh, yeah, you did?
Fell asleep.
You did? You fell asleep?
Well,
holy
me and
smokes.
Jess, we tried to watch it, and we were both laying on the couch down here, and we just about passed out.
Dude, I want to see it so badly.
So that one, and then what was the other one we watched recently? Nothing. I watched Twisted Metal. That was what I watched.
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to
No, Insidious. So you know Patrick Wilson directed the Insidious, The Red Door.
Really?
Yes. The main
star
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool because I was like, oh, like I was watching, you know, the beginning of it and it was like directed by Patrick Wilson. I was like, oh, shit. So he took over and he was like, how many horror movies has he been in?
Well, I know he's been in the other
Conjuring,
two.
All the Conjurings.
Oh, yeah.
He's Ed Warren in all the Conjurings.
Yep.
So he's had like four of those. And then he's had three Insidious movies or two. He wasn't in the third or fourth. Now three. So he's like a Scream King. You know, they have Scream Queens. He's a Scream King.
Dude.
He is. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's awesome. He's awesome in those.
I know.
He just plays it like the straightforward man or whatever you call it.
Yeah, but in this one, it's different. He's like kind of a D in this one.
How far did you get?
We got, like, I mean, probably 25, 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
I just was tired. We started real late. But it's not what you think.
Interesting.
It's not like, oh, they're just a family still, blah, blah, blah. It's like he's like a, he's
bag, huh?
Yeah. And his son has grown up in it, and he's taking him to college.
Why did they make him a douche?
Well, there's a reason behind it explains it in the plot, but like they're divorced now, and then his kid's going to college, and she's like, you should take him, you know, it's a long drive, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he takes them, and then they both start realizing, because they both were hypnotized to forget about the further.
Yeah, yeah, and you mean even after number two?
Yes.
All right, spoiler alert, just right there.
Well, that's the very beginning of the movie, so it's not that much.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Yeah.
That's it. So they both don't know, and then things happen.
So after the events of number two?
Yeah, they both have forgotten everything.
Okay.
And so they both start re-realizing what's going on, and like they both start
traveling. Do we know if they wanted someone to do that to them in order to like let go of the past?
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they brought a guy in to hypnotize him.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
No, it's a good movie.
Dude,
so
we can
far.
Do a lot of, I think that, you know what, and that's a good, I want to see it. We'll have on this show. We'll be talking a lot of movies for sure, and a lot of probably some video games. That'll be easy to talk about.
Yeah, if we talk movies and video games, I could talk forever.
It's so easy to talk about. Yeah.
I don't think people are interested in hearing that shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People don't come to the internet to talk about anything to do with like movies and art and to criticize or anything like that.
They just come for information, standard information.
From Google AI?
Yeah, how do I replace a spark plug in my 96 Chevy?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
All right.
That's all I use it for.
Shoot, all right. Well, I guess we could wrap it. Okay. This is we're getting started. This has been a really good test. It's called The Test. We'll figure out a name for the podcast. If we release this episode, you will see it. We'll figure out how to get it to y'all. And hopefully we'll do another one here soon, and we'll put it up. And I wish you the best of luck for editing all this stuff. You're really good at it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. How do we end this thing?
I don't know.
Should we play the music outro?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to hit. Will you hit the? Just kick it. Oh, you got to turn the volume up. No, and the little. Yeah.
This. I forgot which mixer sound it was.
It's fine.
It's been a while since I used a mixer board.
Do you like it?
I was a DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta talk about DJ stuff next time.
Eh.
Nope. Do you like analog stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I do too. That's why I love that board.
Yeah.
It's fun. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in. Why am I getting feedback? Where's that coming from? We put an extra thing in there. Okay. So we will, check it out. I don't know where to send you right now, but we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. And yeah, we're going to cut it. We're going to cut the mics, cut everything.
All right.
All right. Peace out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hit that. I think hit stop.